So we're here with David from Applied Research and Technologies in Fruition, and he's going to tell us about what he's done for his presentation.
So I presented on the Green Atlas Cartographer, which is a Polaris or a Gator-mounted set of cameras and LiDAR sensors that are used for counting things in orchards right now. So counting buds and kiwifruit as a crop load management tool early on in the season, moving on to counting flower buds before they open, and then flower buds after they've set, so the young fruitlets. All finding a real application in kiwifruit orchards for optimising crop load to maximise dry matter and size in the fruit. Very similar in apples, potential for two or three scans in a season for setting the crop and managing the crop and measuring how good the thinning job has been, finding areas where crop's been underthinned and can be addressed again. And the technology that we're using is out of Australia, produced by a company called Green Atlas, and they've got all sorts of similar fruit counting applications and cherries and mangoes, macadamias and things as well. So yeah, it's an evolving space. The beauty of the system that we were dealing with is they've done a lot of work over more than 10 years on repeatability and being able to scan under a wide range of light conditions. So they've worked very hard on the lighting for the standard RGB camera sensing and on being able to process the data at speed. So basically an hour in the field of scanning is about an hour of post-processing to be able to produce quite significant quantities of, to reduce quite significant quantities of data down to something that growers can actually use.
Yeah. So one of the things that you were talking about was that the technology wasn't really around when you first started looking at doing this years ago.
Yeah, I started in this space from a spraying perspective, looking at canopy geometry and density measurements, and there was no automated systems that we could practically use at the time. So we relied on a whole lot of manual measurements of canopy row volumes and things. And so I've been watching the development in this space for over 20 years, and this it's like a whole lot of things have come together in terms of the imaging systems and machine vision and limited artificial intelligence in that space, and the sensing systems and the cost of the sensors like LiDARs have come right down to a point where suddenly there's a whole lot of different companies working to develop the technology in the space. And it's a really cool space to be working in, because there's a lot of innovation, there's a lot of development, and there's going to be a hell of a lot of useful applications come out for primary producers.
So where do you see this technology going for you? Like, where's your end goal on it?
We in terms of the Fruition Applied Research Partnership, we want to offer commercial scanning services to as wide a range of horticultural and primary producing clients as we can. So we want to build a sustainable business in this space. In terms of the technology, the things that are happening are a whole lot more, a bigger range of sensors. You know, if we could get affordable and rapid hyperspectral imaging, for example, then, you know, to be able to include a wider range of sensors that can detect more than what you can just see with standard RGB cameras is definitely part of the future. We'll see a lot more sensors on scanners. Things like sizing fruit on the fly, as well as just counting, is part of the goal and part of the development.